What inspires your music and songwriting?
I grew up on a farm, actually, just outside of Oberon. So we were very much into country music as kids, which kind of went along with, what we were doing. We were sort of brought up horse riding and camping and kind of living that lifestyle. So naturally, that led us towards being interested in country music and lots of other genres as well. But that's probably the one that we lent to the most. And I'm inspired by all different types of country music, both the Australian and American sound. And I'm really inspired by a lot of songwriters that are in that genre as well. I just think, country music's about storytelling. And I just love that as a songwriter, that ability to be able to connect with people and kind of tell their stories through song. So yeah, that's probably what really led me to being, gravitated towards country music.
I can see that you're very like deep rooted in your roots and get where you come
Yeah,
from and everything like that. And
that's it. I think country music in particular, it's so much about what your values are, and for me, family and where I grew up. That's something that's really important to me, and I think it's something that's important to a lot of other people as well. So when it comes to songwriting, being able to kind of make music and write songs that reflect that, it's really important to me, being true to myself. But I feel that it helps to represent lots of other people out there that are not necessarily musical, but appreciate someone else kind of telling their story. So yeah, absolutely.
and your latest single, Heaven Can't Wait, came out a few months ago. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So this year is the first year that I've released music. So it's all been very new to me. Yeah, it's the second single that I'm releasing off my EP, which is coming out in a couple of weeks' time. And I put it out on my birthday, kind of coincidentally, and it had a response that I really didn't expect. It shot to number one on the iTunes country singles chart, and to date it's had about 206 or 7,000 views on the Facebook video. So the music video was something really important to that song as well. It, was certainly inspired by a lot of people that I'd lost in my life or people that I'd known. And again, I think it was just a sentiment that a lot of people could relate to that have gone through, the heartache of losing a loved one. And I think I was just, really passionate about wanting to not only have it reflected in song, but also visually as well. So I was very, very lucky to have some families of people close to me and close to my community that unfortunately, we're just lost far too soon. And I think a lot of people are really connected to those people and those memories that were brought up in the video. So I certainly was very overwhelmed by the response. As a songwriter, that's, all you could hope for. So I'm very pleased with how it's all gone.
And how have you had to adapt in the wake of the measures that have been put into place because of COVID-19?
Anyone in the entertainment industry was really one of the first industries to be affected, once festivals and events started being cancelled and, live music and entertainment venues were out of action for quite a long time. And a lot of those places are just not in a situation to put live music back on. So for me, it's been by far the longest break I've had away from playing live gigs. Normally I'd be playing two or three times a week, and since March I've pretty much only played a handful of gigs since then. So in some ways it was nice to just have a bit of a reset, because I'd been doing this most weekends since I was a kid. I probably started hitting the pub scene around 13, 14 years of age, and have pretty much played every weekend since then. So initially I actually really valued some time to focus more on the creative side of things. So I was doing lots of songwriting, and with my EP being my first kind of project and having a few singles to release off that as well, I've been able to devote a lot of my time and creative energy into that, and still doing a lot of songwriting even now as things are starting to open up again. So it's certainly forced an adjustment on myself and a lot of other musicians out there. There's a lot of people going through a hard time at the moment. I think, it's all about just hanging in there, and I think we'll be extra grateful when things are back up and running and as normal as we know it.
Yeah, definitely.
Have to say goodbye.
shouldn't.